We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sportsnet. Jay is brought to you by YCLLawFirm.com. Jay, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Ron. Good morning to you.
Let's get started. We actually got a schedule now, which is wonderful. It's getting a little closer. It's almost starting to feel real. But I know a lot of stuff can still happen between now and then, but July 28th, an exhibition game against the Flyers at 4 o'clock. It's actually going to be the first hockey game back, Jay. And then, obviously, August 1st, the Penguins and Canadiens start the best of five. Important, do you think, to have an exhibition game for all these teams?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's good to have something other than, look, the guys are going to be tired of going against each other for, you know, for 4 weeks, basically, just inter-squad games, all that kind of work against yourselves. It certainly will be good to get help you get timing. We'll see what the lines are going to be like. All those kind of things will come into play. The goaltenders will get that really a more true game feel when you're going against an opponent. So to me, Ron, I do think it's a big thing to get one game in.
And then obviously it all starts with the Montreal game. The Penguins so far, you know, everything I hear coming out of Cranberry, out of training camp, is pretty positive, except the nine guys that have not still been allowed to practice, and they said it's just out of an overabundance of caution that these guys might have been exposed by, you know, secondary exposure to COVID. Patrick Hornquist, again, still not on the ice today. Jay, when does that become a little bit of a concern? We're still relatively early in the process, but when do you need to get a guy like Hornquist on the ice?
Yeah, I think that needs to happen they certainly know he's the guy that's going to be ready to go no matter what, right? He might feel his timing's off. If he gets in and he's healthy and able to keep himself going, I think when you insert a player like that, he just falls right into, you know, he just goes right back to what he was doing before. That's one thing about a player like that. He just always plays the same way. You know what you're going to get as a line mate. You know what he's going to do. But I think for just the timing to start to see the players that you have, and then you don't want to get too close, where you're getting to the exhibition game or the regular season, you have a couple of players that aren't available. I think a week to 10 days before this is all, I think like the 18th, 19th, if guys, important main guys, are out of this mix, that's when it'll start to get a little bit of a concern. And I think it certainly depends. The medical staff, they all know what's going on. We don't. But I think they'll know the base of it. But I think the way the NHL, Ron, has handled it, they're very, even when we hear about the nine players that kept out of the Penguins rotation, the NHL hasn't panicked. They just, all right, it's just rolling along. The Penguins are rolling along. And when they get back, you just get right back in the form. But I think Hornquist will be fine, but I'd like to see him say by the end of this week that he's back on the ice and doing what he needs to do.
This is I know the NHL people, these are the 2 weeks that probably they were most afraid of, when everybody is back together, yet they're not really in that bubble yet, and they still go home to their families. And I just wonder, you know, if it wouldn't have made more sense, and I have a hard time arguing with anything the NHL has done, but to have these guys in a bubble already, so to speak, even, you know, a soft bubble here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know what, I go back and forth on that a little bit, because if you look at it, Ron, look what you're doing, what I'm doing, what people are doing all over the place. We've been in you create your own little bubble, if you will, right? So I think they hope that every player, and this is all sports, that you do the right, responsible thing. You might not be able to help something if somehow a third party gets involved and you don't, you didn't know it. But for the most part, if you stay to yourself, you stay inside your family, have food delivered, take care of everything at your own in your own residence, I think they'll help. I believe most players are probably trying to handle it that way. So I say go back to being responsible. And in the perfect world, Ron, I'll say you were right. If you could have started a bubble earlier, but that then became very difficult for the players. They probably would never agree to that. If you could be in camp in your own city, I think they'd like to think everybody can be responsible enough that you do the right thing over these weeks till it's time to play, and then you get inserted into that true bubble, and then you move forward from there. But that's how I would approach it, and I would think guys are responsible enough. And again, as we know, some things might be out of everybody's control. Let's wait and see how it plays out.
We're talking to Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sportsnet here on the Cook and Joe Show. Sullivan has kept his same lines together through these first 3 days. You like Gensel, Crosby, Sherry is the top line, and then Zucker, Malkin, and Rust is the second line, Jay.
Yeah, I do. I think we've known over all the years Mike Sullivan likes having those two players always kind of work together, and Gensel and Crosby, that's a natural fit, even though Gensel with Malkin was outstanding. So, but I think going back with Gensel and Crosby, perfect. Zucker gets to play with Malkin. Never had centers to play with like he's being allowed to here with the Penguins. So I do think the first two lines will be formidable. I think they're going to be – that key is going to be how does that third line produce, as we know how valuable that was a couple years ago when nobody had an answer for the Penguins' third line. They didn't know who to defend. So to me, we know how difficult the one and two lines are going to be. That third line has got to be key. It's pivotal to success as you move forward. So it poses so many problems for the opposition. So to me, that third line, Ron, is going to be key as we go forward.
Yeah, and that's where you'd like to think Hornquist could drop right in there. Marlowe on left wing and McCann at center. They've had Rodriguez and Lafferty there. Be a pretty good line with Hornquist on it, I think, Jay.
Yeah, I do too. And again, it's going to be a hard-working line, hard to defend. McCann, look, we know we've seen what McCann can do. Jeremy McCann is a very valuable piece to the Penguins, and to have that be your third line center with Marlowe, all these a hungry player for an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup, it's a real good fit. So to me, you've got right away, you've got your preseason game, then you've got the games right away. There's not going to be a lot of time to fool around and jump around on lines. I think that Connor Sherry is that wild card, that if he gets hot right away, again, they'll be very difficult. That could be the thing you see played around with a little bit as we move forward through camp or even into the first couple games with Montreal.
Jay, the league and the players came up with a four-year extension for the CBA, which is great. That means six more years of labor peace. I was fascinated, interested that the league, the owners decided to allow the players to go to the Olympics in 2022 and 2026. Provided there are Olympics. Let's hope everything's going well by then. Do you like that? I love the hockey, and I know the players love it, but is it worth it to the teams to shut down their buildings for 2 or 3 weeks in prime hockey season?
Well, I think for the exposure purpose of it, Ron, I think it's such a great – just as I feel like this event, this NHL playoffs, if and when it gets pulled off, is that, as we've said before, it's going to be great theater. It's going to be game after game after game. Then you go to the Olympics, and it's obviously not the same, but it's going to be game after game with the high-end talent, the best players in the world coming over, everybody from the NHL, all part of it. I think it's a really big thing. And I think if I was a player of that caliber and could be on a – if you had a chance to be on an Olympic team, I would always vote for that. I think it's wonderful to represent your country and do that. So I think, yeah, I think the PR from it, Ron, I think it, you can't stress enough. You've got to take advantage of the Crosbys of the world that are going to be available to be in this type of tournament. I think it'll be outstanding.
The only to play devil's advocate, Jay, I don't know how many people that watch the Olympics are going to like automatically switch over to watching the NHL. You know what I mean? And yet the owners are shutting down their arenas.
Yeah, I do, but I still think it's just such a prime. It's for sports like that's why the NBA does it. I mean, you got to have your best players out there, and we know why the NBA started with amateurs, and then they were getting beat by the grown men in other countries, We had enough of that, so we let our best players play the game. So I think the same thing here. Let our best players play the game. And I don't know if everybody's going to jump over, but if we look at it, Ron, and maybe still hockey is looked down, but the entertainment level of a hockey game is growing and has been growing over the last 10-plus years, that it's climbing the ladder, if you will, as far as where sports rank. So you do need to be in this element where if you just had an amateur tournament, yeah, it wouldn't matter much. But having the best players, at least it gets that notoriety, that press, that big-time move from every city that's involved in the NHL. And I just look at it like it's a plus. And I think for the great players that want to do that and what they mean to every team in the cities, I think it's right to let them have the opportunity to be in the Olympics.
Jay, I appreciate it. As always, we'll look forward to talking to you next week as hopefully we inch a little closer towards the start of the season.
Yeah, you got it, Ron. Listen, great to catch up, and thanks for the little extra time. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.